From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt disintegrated in the air, according to an aviation official Sunday. It comes a day after the Metrojet flight disappeared from radar over the Sinai Peninsula with 224 people on board. Nearly all of the passengers aboard the charter flight were Russian tourists returning to St. Petersburg from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Three Ukrainians were among the dead. Emergency crews have recovered at least 129 bodies in both of the plane's black boxes, which record flight data and pilot communications. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Sunday with Uzbekistan's President Islam Karimov. It's a rare high-level U.S. encounter with the autocratic ruler. Kerry thanked Karimov for hosting the first gathering of the C5+1, a new dialogue between the U.S. and five Central Asian republics, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. This is Secretary of State John Kerry.
Great challenge that all of us face today regarding security. We know that your concerns about Afghanistan are concerns that we share, the stability of Afghanistan, the willingness of all of the allies to stay the course and to help fight for that stability, as well as the challenge of radical religious extremism.
The two held talks in Samarkand on the fringes of a diplomatic gathering of its five Central Asian counterparts aimed at reassuring them of Washington's continued engagement in a region seen as exposed to militant Islam. With nearly half of votes counted, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party is ahead in Sunday's snap parliamentary election after voters headed to the polls for the second time in 5 months. Voters say there's no doubt about the critical importance of the polls, with some in Istanbul voicing anxiety about increased civil conflict in the country, depending on the result. German Chancellor Angela Merkel failed on Sunday to resolve differences within her ruling coalition on dealing with the crisis over a huge refugee influx, leaving open a row that has dented her conservatives' popularity. Germany expects between 800,000 and 1 million asylum seekers to arrive this year, which is twice as many as in any previous year. The Somali militant group al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a deadly attack on a hotel in Mogadishu Sunday, leaving at least 12 people dead, including the owner of a hotel, a military commander, and two lawmakers. Authorities say the militants set off a car bomb at the entrance of the Sahafi Hotel in Somalia's capital. Following the blast, gunmen stormed the hotel. The Somali security minister told VOA that the attackers, all of whom were killed by security forces, were wearing Burundian military uniforms, and they're investigating as to their exact identification. Meanwhile, an al-Shabaab spokesman claimed responsibility for that attack. The Democratic Republic of Congo's information minister is denying a report that one of his colleagues said the DRC election slated for next year will have to be delayed up to 4 years. For VOA, Nick Long reports.
Saturday, the Reuters news agency quoted ruling coalition spokesman Andre Alain Atundu as saying a national census would need to be carried out and voter rolls revised to ensure the credibility of a vote, so people need to allow 2 to 4 years for elections to be organized. But in a text message Sunday, Information Minister Lambert Mende told VOA the report is false. He suggested it had been circulated by pranksters on social media. A Reuters reporter told VOA he had been present with a number of other journalists when Atundu made the statement. U.S. Undersecretary of State for Democracy Sarah Sewell said last week during a visit to Goma that it is important to update voter rolls in Congo, but she suggested this was not a reason for delaying elections. Nick Long for VOA News, Goma.
Police in Bangladesh say they're investigating a local radical Islamist group in the latest deadly attacks on two publishers in the capital of Dhaka. Senior police officials say they suspect the banned group Ansarullah Bangla team carried out Saturday's attacks. However, another militant group, Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, has also claimed responsibility. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.